B'ezrat Hashem, with Hashem's loving grace, welcome to Laser Beams with your host, Laser Brody. Today's podcast is entitled, Rich Man, Poor Man. The Melitza Rebbe told me an old Hasidic story about Yankel, a barely literate, poor Ukrainian Jewish balagula, which in Yiddish means wagon driver. One day, he was transporting a wealthy fabric merchant from Nemirov to the big market center in Berdichev. Well, the merchant was very fond of the humble and honest wagon driver and offered him a chance to make a much better living. He gave the wagon driver a few rolls of his finest fabrics on consignment and told him to peddle them in the small towns and villages for double the price. Very soon, the wagon master, he was making much more money in a month than he used to make all year long. And as time passed, he became a full partner in the business and eventually bought the merchant out completely. Well, the former wagon master doubled the size of the old warehouse and now managed it, while six hired drivers distributed the fabrics all over the small towns and villages of the Ukraine and Poland. The business grew and grew, and the wagon master became very wealthy. He hired a private tutor to teach him Torah, and in time, he could not only read proficiently, but he proved to have a magnificent grasp of Talmudic concepts, and he learned entire tractates of Gemara. After 5 years of learning with his tutor, the former wagon master became a true Torah scholar. Well, he built a spacious mansion and became a well-respected member of his community. But he never forgot his humble beginnings and always hosted poor people at his table in addition to giving loads of charity to the needy. Every year, on the first day of the month of Nisan, he would make a big Thanksgiving banquet for the entire community, for that was the day when he sold his first roll of fabric and embarked on his road to riches. Well, eventually, the former wagon driver owned a merchant ship at sea, and he hired a trustworthy captain and crew that would sail from the port of Odessa to the faraway ports where they could import the finest fabrics with no middlemen involved. Yet the wheel of fortune is round, and what goes up can go back down. A terrible tempest destroyed the ship when it was on the way back to Ukraine from Morocco. The captain, the crew, and the cargo were totally lost. The former wagon driver lost everything to his debtors, his mansion, and his business. Now he was back to living in a small shack on the outskirts of town, and the former merchant, now again wagon driver, was back to making his meager living and behind a horse. But on the first of Nisan, he put together a few rubles he had, he hired a klezmer band, and once again made his annual Thanksgiving banquet. Instead of lamb chops, there was potato soup and dark bread, yet he still invited the entire community to commemorate the day he became rich. But this time, he made the banquet in the synagogue because he no longer owed a spacious mansion. Well, his friends and neighbors were baffled. They asked him, "Why do you still celebrate the day you became rich? You started as a wagon driver, and now you're still a wagon driver. So what's there to celebrate? You're still the same Yankel Balagula." "You're right, my friends," answered the humble wagon driver. "I'm still Yankel Balagula, but I'm not the same, not at all. Before I got rich, I could barely read a prayer book. But once I got rich, I hired a tutor, and he taught me Torah. And I spent most of my time learning Torah instead of making money. I had other people run the business. Well, I might have lost all my money, sure, but I've gained unbelievable spiritual and intellectual riches that no one can ever take from me. These are the entire tractates. These are my jewels because they're embedded in my soul. That's my vault. That's my bank. So you see, my friends, no one can rob my bank and no one can steal my riches. I have true riches, so I still celebrate." Cherished brothers and sisters, Yankel, the Balagula, he teaches us what real riches are. Those are the riches that no one can ever take from us. And those are the riches that we could take to the next world. And that's our Torah and our Amunah. So may Hashem help us all invest in the right direction. Amen.